Okay. I have nothing else to say. Good episode,
cast
everybody.
is over. What are you doing?
Moving this so you don't pull it out of the goddamn place where it's at. Because I could see it happening. When you turned your head and the cable went taut, I was like, oh, shit.
I just watched your reaction. You just looked at it like, oh.
That's not good.
That's not good. Seen this world? It's a fucking horrifically awful place.
It is.
Except for puppies.
Oh, puppies. Welcome to Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
It's Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Lush.
And that brief second before Miles said his name, that's Delay. So, we're... welcome, Delay. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Is because the temperature's changing here. It's colder, so the internet doesn't travel as fast.
That's right.
Quick, somebody go out and rub the landlines.
Podcast is canceled. Let's go. We're going to go save the internet.
Quick, somebody boil some water.
Somebody call James Cameron. We're raising the bar. Again. All right. I'm sure that sounded fantastic.
I didn't realize it was underneath it.
I'm gonna move that bag out of the way now.
I totally didn't realize.
I'm like watching your feet go up. Like it's gonna hit the bag. It's hitting the bag.
Oh, like a man. Child.
Oh man!
Stop it!
Oh crap. Hopefully I have the gain up on the mic correctly. Actually, you know what? I forgot to change it back from the last time I had to record personally. Now watch when I go actually and look at the recording, it turns out I have them reversed and it's recording from the computer and outputting volume from the mic. I'll be like, "Oh, if that happens, listeners, just know this is the last episode of the Geek Out Heroes. Because I give up. We're just going to do video. Speaking of video, we have a YouTube channel starting to go. We actually have videos up on YouTube now.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and actually get stuff uploaded hopefully every week, which means us having to stockpile whatever we have so that we can actually give you content.
Yep. No Nintendo, though.
Internet rich?
What'd you say?
We have like 10 followers, so no. Like 10 people subscribe to our channel and they never look.
Well, we'll try to get on Patreon or some shit. There you go, dude.
You know the worst part is I'm pretty sure, like, out of the 10 followers you have, 5 of them are us.
We could totally, yeah.
5 of them are us.
I'm almost willing to bet on it. We could totally get it with Patreon. You know how? We just posed to be like a porn animation company that animates video games into porn, and then tons of people will contribute. Apparently, that's a big thing on there.
I don't want to be on this planet anymore.
Like the let's start out with Cuphead. So we finally got fucking Cuphead. It's been fucking forever. I mean, it was originally announced, what, almost when the Xbox One was launched, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Miles?
Somewhere around there. I think it was like a year later.
Okay. Still.
Wasn't it supposed to be a summer arcade game?
It's been planned for a while.
It's been a long, long while. I've been waiting for it for fucking ever since they showed it off. I was like, oh my god, this is actually a video game? So it's finally out. Got it downloaded. I got to play a little bit of it. Miles got to play more of it than I did.
Still didn't accomplish much more.
I hear it's hard.
It is stupidly hard.
It is. It's kind of old school hard. 3 hits, you're dead kind of.
Yeah. Literally 3 hits, you're dead. When your health bar is like, yep, health bar or your HP says 3 next to it. That's it. I was like, fucking serious? 3 fucking hits? That's harder than Mega Man.
It's like, this is harder than Contra was. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what it plays like, though. I mean, it's a side-scroller, yep. You know, Contra game, yep. Basically.
Side-scroll, just side-scrolling
way
shmup.
More awesome.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people say that when you die, yeah, it's infuriating, but normally you blame yourself.
I should have seen that. No, like, I didn't get super mad while I was playing it. I just expected to die. Like, I go in expecting to die a lot after, like, the first, like, first couple of times I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm like, this is really fucking hard. So yeah, it's the thing that's surprising to me is the amount of difficulty that it has, given the fact that we're using wireless controllers and not wired controllers. When wired controllers are so much more responsive than wireless controllers, you'd think there'd be a little bit more of a friendly factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since you see the animation, you're like, oh, well, it should be a little bit more friendly, but it's definitely not.
No, it's pretty sensitive.
Yeah.
I think I only had one death that I kind of called bullshit on.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
I also didn't notice any what they call a coyote time, where they have a little bit of the platforming goes a little bit beyond the edge, so that you can time your jumps
right
correctly. So I was like, it's just kind of weird to not see that in there. But for review wise, and hopefully Miles and I will actually get a chance to capture video and everything like that to post a review. The video will probably come from me, but it'll both be us doing a buy, borrow, bend next week. So far, it's really good. I enjoy it. It's fucking
totally worth the $20.
Oh yeah, dude, it's only $20. I'm gonna try to pick it up.
It's weekend. Nice to support, you know, MDHR to provide this kind of content, and it's something unique that we haven't seen in a long time. Actually,
yeah it's actually really the thing I was gonna say was with it was the most. I'm mostly impressed with the amount of like the animation style that they chose for it, because I've never seen anything like that in a video game.
And it was all hand drawn.
It's fucking crazy.
And the soundtrack.
Yeah, soundtrack's fantastic.
Soundtrack's amazing. I saw it posted on vinyl on Amazon for like $120.
Oh, holy damn. Christ.
I was like, ah!
It's so expensive. I mean, it's so far it's worth a pickup. It's definitely definitely a good-looking game.
The difficulty, like I've been playing on regular this entire time. Before you go into any fight or level,
yeah, it says
it gives you the option of playing it on Simply.
Simply?
Which I have yet to do because I have pride, not much, but some. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a big difference in difficulty when you switch it to that or not. But it's definitely a game that feels like you really should be playing with another person.
I'll try it out. I'm a broken man. I'll do it.
I'm a broken man.
There's not a whole lot of pride left.
I've lost it all.
So, we'll be able to give you listeners a much better insight into it and our more thoughts on it when we actually get to do a buy, borrow, bin for it. So, continuing on with reviews, we have a lot of stuff to cover. We have FIFA finally landed, and it's one of the few sports games that I truly enjoy, and I usually skip a year, and because of the fact that they've included a continuation to the journey in 2018, I decided to continue, you know, or to buy it so I could play through that. It's a fantastic looking game. I mean,
God, it's fucking gorgeous.
They're using the Frostbite engine. It's very, very pretty. The physics have improved dramatically. The thing that's gotten kind of weird is the fact that like passes are so
spot on.
It's kind of odd. Aside from that is the fact that tackling has become 3 times harder than it's ever been.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, well, you can pass better, but tackling fucking sucks. I mean, every time I go in for a tackle, it's like, you know, you barely missed it.
And it's really easy to score long shots from outside the 18, which is outside the box. So, yeah, it's fucking pretty.
Yeah.
I got rid of Madden 4.
Fuck
Madden. I mean, I've always been a fan of FIFA. I haven't picked it up in the past few years, though.
Yeah, but you get rid of Madden for Destiny, though.
No.
Originally. I thought you did.
This Madden? This year's Madden?
Yeah.
No, I got rid of it for FIFA.
Yeah, he'll also get rid of it for Battlefront later this year.
What, FIFA?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, dude, you told us you got rid of Madden for Destiny.
No. I told him I was going to get rid of Madden for FIFA so I can buy FIFA.
Anyways.
That's how I got it.
It
was the only way I was going to get $30 of the $100 back.
So, it's kind of like, is it a buy, is it a borrow, or is it a bend?
It's a buy for me. Absolutely.
I'd say it's still a buy. Listeners, if I were to base it solely off of the journey portion of the game, it's a give or take.
Don't get the Icon Edition.
Yeah, not worth the money.
Not worth $100. Most of the players that you get are lone players. You can only have them for a certain amount of games, and then they are gone.
Here's an idea, EA. If you want to do something really cool with the journey, is make the next one about the life of Pele.
Absolutely. I would
like
play...
From the time he was a child up.
Or play... like do like all the superstars throughout the season, you know, Pele, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, all, you know, just Messi, yeah. all of them.
And we're Rooney. Not, like, I'm not asking EA to make it where, oh, well, we have to recreate exactly what they did. No. Because sometimes doing the skill touches are fucking hard.
Actually, one of the cool, it's like what they did with the Jordan for 2K, I think it was 16, 15.
Yeah, just play the games.
You play their games, like their biggest games, and then try to recreate it.
Yeah.
That would be a blast, absolutely.
Yeah, so...
Stay away from the Icon Edition and get the
$79. Yeah, stay away from the Icon Edition. If you really like Ultimate Edition, get the Icon, or get the, not the Icon.
The Ronaldo Edition.
The Ronaldo Edition. If you don't, just stick with the Standard Edition. It's already out, so you don't have to, you don't have to wait, so...
And EA needs to get rid of that 3-day early access shit.
Yeah, the 3-day early access thing. I wanted to bring this up in a full conversation. So we'll get back to that after we finish our reviews. Anderson?
All right, so I got to play Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. For a game that kind of threw me off, some of the things that changed a bit that I was okay with is that the teams dropped down to 2 versus 2 instead of 3 versus 3.
Why?
Yeah, right? Well, that was how the first Marvel vs. Capcom...
You said that was
Marvel
a very angry 3. Why? Why?
Because Marvel vs. Capcom 2 had 3 on 3.
Yeah, I was going to say that was...
And that was the best one by far.
But it was just funny the way you said it, because it was almost like you were like, why'd you change it, Anderson? why'd you fuck this up?
I could totally see Josiah blaming him, too. I picked up Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, and Anderson changed the game. What a
Don't
fucking
change
douche.
My game, goddammit.
They introduced Infinity Stones to the gameplay that altered a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For me, overall, I would say this is automatically, I would say, a borrow game.
Okay.
And this is what spotted out to me that jumped out, that it's missing the TLC from all the previous games that I had. So, people, if you've ever played the old ones, they had custom soundtracks.
Yeah, not I should clarify, the TLC as in not the group. The acronym.
Fucking Anderson. Anderson's playing Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite to Waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
He's all beating one of the guys' ass. Don't go chase.
Mega Man a rocket raccoon.
Don't chase that waterfall rocket.
Sorry,
don't chase
saying,
it.
You're saying, though, the soundtrack is...
There's no custom soundtrack.
Okay.
Even the menus themselves felt like just very generic and bland. The game, to me, felt like this is the first Marvel vs. Capcom they're building for esports, and that's what they're directing towards. Even the arcade mode, which shorter, this is the shortest arcade mode in the entire series. They only introduced 4 new fighters.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like it's garbage.
It was okay. Like, I would never purchase the game. It's definitely a borrow.
Hot garbage.
So for Marvel vs. Capcom, I think this is the worst one in the series.
Okay.
It's worth playing the
once. So it's worth a rent.
You look
like
so fucking upset about this.
I actually am, considering that Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is probably one of my top 5 fighting games ever, and it's sad.
That sends everybody.
It's like sad to see the series go downhill the way it has.
Dude, it's like, a 60-man roster? 50-man
roster?
Something
stupid like that.
Yeah. I did want to get that Infinite Edition, though. The one that came with the statues.
Yeah,
and
I saw the pictures of
it. I really wanted that.
It's crap. You don't want it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sucks. With all the statues.
Dig up the pictures. The Infinity Stones look like Easter eggs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what they really are.
Are they Cadbury eggs? Like, can I eat them at least?
Maybe that's what they really are.
Well, I mean, you probably could.
They're like spoiled Cadbury eggs. They're like, yeah, we'll paint them and we'll just send them out with some
real
game.
Quick, since we're talking about fighting games, are you going to pick up the Dragon Ball fighting game coming out next year?
I'm highly considering it. I've been on the fence a little bit because of how they're changing some things on the... how the menus are ran.
Is that the Xenoverse?
No, it's... So, they're not planning on making another Xenoverse game, because Xenoverse was a 3D fighter, kind of like Tekken, but more open world.
God, I hate it.
They're going back to more of the 2D fighting style.
If you guys are interested, I'll show you some videos after the podcast. It actually looks really good.
We're not.
I'm on the fence a little bit on it. But, like, if you wanted to pick it up, just so I'll play with you.
I was going
to
say, I'm planning on getting it, so...
Alright. That's it on Game of
Thrones. Oh, shit! I was totally about to say
Dragon Ball Z buddies. Look at you guys getting along.
Buying chocolates and shit.
And just think, about a month ago, Josiah almost killed you.
I mean, it still almost happens about once a month.
Oh, it's a total, it's like a woman having their period. This is Josiah just walks in the door and Anderson just immediately pisses him off and Josiah's about to kill him. And we all laugh.
Oh, I mean, there's blood. Meant, like, they bleed for days on end and don't die.
I mean, I don't believe in something that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die.
I did have that one really bad nosebleed once.
All right, so are there any other reviews you guys need to cover this week?
I got movies and I got a book.
We did Kingsman last week.
Yeah, we got Kingsman. Yeah, did you guys already cover Kingsman?
Or no, we haven't covered Kingsman, Miles, because we didn't have a podcast last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Miles and I got Kingsman.
You got to tell me your point of view, but you didn't get to tell the listeners your point of view. So. Miles fucking hated it. So.
Today, Junior.
Come on, Miles.
Oh, all right. It was actually really great. It's just as good, if not better, than the first one.
I agree.
It's, you know, still way over the top. Lots of good comedy bits to it. Definitely fun movie. It's worth going to watch.
I did enjoy that there was quite a few twists and turns that were not shown in the trailers.
That's good. Don't spoil them here.
Yeah. I'm still planning on seeing the movie, so if you spoil it for me, I'll kill you.
It's about that time of the month.
You'll bleed for days on end.
I will.
And you will die.
And you will die.
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're a first-time listener, just to point out, we are not the PC crowd.
Like they made it this far.
Yeah, they might. Well, they might be listening to us thinking, man, maybe it gets better. It doesn't.
I'm just waiting for that one day when all of a sudden people are going to be like, man, they're not bad. Oh, you're full of it. Like,
No, it'll happen, but it'll happen like after we're dead. You know, like a good piece of art.
Never truly appreciate
fucking. So we're gonna pull, like,
have a cult following in 40 years.
A cult following. How do you guys compare them? You ever see Killer Clowns? Trolls? It's that kind of cult following. You know.
Trolls 2, to be precise.
So you guys say, you know, absolutely worth seeing in the theaters.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Long movie, though, yeah. So if you can get to a theater that has the recliners, go for it.
Done. Moving on with other reviews. What's your other review?
So, I went ahead and watched the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie called Leatherface. Going into it, I didn't realize it was a prequel. It actually ties to the original series. The entire movie takes place in 1955. So, you actually see how Leatherface became all fucked up. There was,
according to the film. Because...
Yeah, according to the film, yeah. But overall, like, there was a bigger budget than I was expecting happening in the movie. Okay. And there was actually a few showrunner actors in it that I wasn't expecting. One of the ones that jumped out to me that I was excited when this character took a bad turn was Finn Jones. You guys also might know him as Iron Fist.
Oh, okay.
I was so glad to see him take it. I hate Iron Fist. I was glad to see him die.
So if you're looking forward to seeing him die in anything, it's that movie.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Great review.
Not the actual.
We're actually looking for a review, and he's like, Finn Jones dies. The end.
But overall, if you're big into that franchise and you like those movies, it's definitely a must watch. If you hate those kind of movies, avoid it at all costs.
I don't hate them. I just don't think they're very entertaining.
This movie is definitely made for the fans of that series.
Okay. Is it still produced by Michael Bay?
No.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with Michael Bay, because Michael Bay.
Anyone who wants to give their money to that series, go for it.
Matter of fact, a lot of hardcore fans don't like to acknowledge the Michael Bay remakes.
This conversation would be fantastic. Why? Because Miles finally got to see the new Transformers. Isn't that right, Miles?
It's so awful. I haven't even watched it.
Bad.
I don't even think I watched the one before that, too.
That was bad, too.
I didn't even pay for that movie and I want my money back.
What'd he say?
I didn't even pay for that movie and I wanted my money back.
Just think, you didn't even pay with money, you paid with time.
Out of,
that you'll never get back.
Here's the funny thing. Out of everybody in the group, Miles has been the one that's like, for the Transformers, he hadn't lost complete faith in the movies.
Yeah.
And what was it that you told me after this one?
Oh, it just makes me wish that the movie series never existed. And that way, at least it would have the chance of being done well.
Yeah, this one was awful.
Oh, it was
pretty bad.
It was really funny. Like, Miles and I had a very entertaining conversation online about it because
I was listening to it. It was fucking hysterical.
I'm just saying, I'm totally getting to riff that movie.
Yeah, and that's the thing, listeners. I really want to riff the latest Transformers. It is so awful. It's just, it's riff-worthy.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
So, hopefully that we can do that sometime soon.
I mean, I'd be
down to... Rick, you can't stop watching.
I'd be down to watch it to riff it, but yeah.
I'm not going to watch it to any good.
I'm gonna tell you right now, even if we watched it without riffing it, there's no way we'd get through it without doing it out loud regardless. Even if it wasn't recorded, wow. We'd still be doing it.
I still want it.
First line would be, kill that kid.
I want it. You see, I know it was it's a really, really good movie, obviously. But I want to riff. Just because of the sheer shit that was coming out of our mouth when we were watching the movie. I just feel like, yeah, this is going to be great. It's a great movie, but I still want to riff it. This is why we buy a ranch Stephen home. King, though. Huh?
Netflix came out with their version, I guess, of Gerald's Game.
Oh, 1922? Is that what I saw? What? I saw a trailer called that. 1922, it's based off of Stephen King.
Hang on, what conversation are you hearing? When it comes through your headset.
Heard something about Netflix
I'm
and...
fucking smack you. I love you, but I'm gonna fucking smack
you
right now.
On my side, I heard Netflix, Jared's Game.
There's a new Netflix
Gerald's and it's a Steam Game.
Okay, Gerald, so still. But I was closer than 19...
I don't know what the
19,
fuck that has to do with 1922. I mean, it might rhyme, but...
show us on the calendar where it touched you.
Me on Friday.
Okay, okay, there's so Miles, you go ahead and we'll come back to you.
Oh, God damn it.
Anyways, Netflix released a movie called Gerald's Game based off of the Stephen King novel, and about half the freaking beginning of the movie just annoys the shit out of me. But once it finishes up,
because keep insisting on not calling him Gerald.
no, that's it's.
They call him Jared.
It's one of the lamest survival kind of flicks I've ever seen, honestly, because it's entirely escapable within like 5 minutes.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Yeah. But you know, once the movie finishes out, it stays true to the story for the most part. They change the locations and some ages and stuff like that, but that's really about it.
Speaking of which, for Stephen King, the Mist TV show has been canceled.
Wait, 1922?
Not surprised.
Yeah. 1327.
The birds. This is a nice day. Have a nice night. Deleted.
Let me step over here like it's 1922.
Okay.
And I'm back. So Loach found a thing online that said that 1922 is a thing.
It's an actual movie, yeah.
But it's really good. Not what Miles was talking about.
I thought it was, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, no, I saw the trailer for this actually the other day. It actually looks really good.
What is it about?
It's a Stephen King book that they made into a movie. It looks
incredible.
But it
had an amazing trailer of which you can't tell us any plot.
No, I can't. We'll just watch the trailer later.
Cool story, bro. Needs more dragons.
Thanks, man. No, I don't think it needs more dragons because it was in 1922. So dragons are gone.
20s gangster dragons are the shit.
I don't even know what to say.
Wow, that like I can't. I good. Got nothing. Miles wins the internet today.
Another trailer that came out was...
And with that, we're out.
another trailer that... Or it was, I guess, gameplay footage and stuff like that was the Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
You didn't get to watch it?
No, I chose not to watch it.
It's definitely...
coming out, I don't want...
Yeah, it's definitely a good game.
I don't want
it
spoiled for me. I want to be able to play the 30-minute campaign.
It's not even that. It's more...
Whatever, I'm going to get all the battle packs. It's all right.
I've already pre-ordered it. I'm excited for the game. I don't need more trailers.
After watching this, though, it definitely makes me even more excited and hyped up for the game. I'm really actually looking forward to it. I think they finally took the right step. Sweet. Basically, they should have done what they did in the first one.
Yeah, could have taken all the feedback you got from fans before you made the game. Hmm. Weird how that works.
Yes.
Yeah. Very weird.
Do you think Michael Bay made the first Battlefront? Because that would explain a lot.
Well, I mean,
there's a lot of explosions.
Produced by Michael Bay. Totally makes sense now.
Now with more battle packs.
We won't listen to anybody who knows anything about this franchise. We'll just ignore them entirely.
Add more explosions.
Oh, man. Anyways.
So, yeah. No, there's a lot of cool shit. But it's almost October, and the only thing I can give a shit about is Stranger Things Season 2 right now. So,
one thing I wanted to bring up for the podcast is the fact that I've been noticing on a lot of games, and this includes with Forza and FIFA lately.
And Madden.
That they're we still have this continuing aspect of pay more, get the game early.
3 days early. It's always three
by days. Three fucking days. Now, with some of them, it's like, oh, you know, you pay $80, but we give you a lot of extra stuff. With Battlefront, it was, you know, we gave you the game, what, was it a day early? And you paid $70 for the same shit that everybody was able to get within a week.
Yeah.
Of playing the game.
I mean, I just bought the regular version on that one.
Which was bullshit in the first place. And yet, in the new one, you bought the $100 version because it's going to do practically the same thing.
Yes.
Because there is no season pass.
Yes.
So, why?
Okay, so...
because I'm a sucker.
Yes. Okay. So, here's the thing, though. Like, I was always going to get probably either the Icon Edition or the Ronaldo Edition.
We're talking FIFA. Star Wars, hang on.
Oh, okay,
one second.
No, I thought we were talking about the three-day thing.
Yeah, one second, though. With Star Wars, though, are you getting the $100 one, the ridiculously overpriced one?
I thought that was $78. I thought it was $78.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only $80.
It's $80, and you get the...
Yeah, I'm a sucker. I'll admit it.
I mean,
I'm coughing up.
I'm
going to
get it just
$20.
Because... And it's not because I get it early. It's just because of, the free bonuses and season pass.
This one came with...
there is no season pass.
Or it was like a bunch of bonuses. And
isn't it coming with a steelbook, too?
Yes, and a steelbook.
Actually, I think that's
getting
why
the physical edition, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you both were getting the digital one.
No. I'm getting the physical
version. No, I won't...
It comes with something...
Well, I mean, it was like with the FIFA, I wasn't going to get the digital at first, but I was looking at getting the Icon Edition, and that was only digital, which I thought was really
good. The Icon Edition was only digital. Okay. So that clears that up for me. So... With that version, how early do you guys get it?
3 days.
3 days early?
Yeah, I really don't give a shit about that. I'm not going to be able to play it on release.
So
I'll be able to play it for an hour.
Listeners, the reason why I'm bringing up the 3 day thing is because I've noticed that the 3 day early is actually false. It's not a real 3 days early. You're actually getting the game on the day that it would
normally
come out,
drop.
Which is a Tuesday.
So basically, what they're doing is for everybody else who's getting the standard edition, they're postponing.
They're postponing it.
Which is kind of horseshit.
Before this happened, like with Battlefield 1, we actually did get it 3 days early. We got it the weekend before it was supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a real 3 day early release.
And
this
seems
is no
to be
longer
a big,
happening.
Big trend with EA games.
Yeah. So this is no longer happening, and I noticed it specifically with FIFA. The fact that when I bought the standard edition, I'd expected the other editions to have already been out over the weekend, and I didn't realize that Madden had done this. But yes, you're right, Madden had done this because I looked into it after I started thinking about it.
And NHL.
So instead of getting it on a Saturday.
No, we got it on Tuesday.
We got it on Tuesday. You get it the actual day of release, which
is normally considered
a day release, which is a Tuesday. So for some reason, this is now becoming a trend of, well, we'll force all the standard people to wait three more days for the game, or they can pay extra to get the game now. So it's kind of bugging me, and I don't think that this is a good trend in game. I think that or gaming. I think this is a really bad trend. I feel like the only people that should actually get an early release is if you bought it digitally, because there should be some kind of incentive for you to buy a digital game when there is no incentive right now, because they don't cost less. They typically cost more because you have all these discounts on games that you buy physically from Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, when you have those specific memberships you pay for.
Yeah, so my biggest gripe about it is not even just the 3 day thing, it's the fact that... So, with Call of Duty, games like Call of Duty, Battlefield, Battlefront, shooters especially, where especially a lot of online competitiveness, Madden being one of them, they started implementing the rolling midnight. So there was no there was nobody getting ahead of anybody. It was all launched at the same time. It was released at the same time. After you got the game, it was basically how fast can you get home? Okay? That was the whole point of doing a rolling midnight, because a lot of people and a lot of gamers were bitching that other people were already 5, 10, 15.
So the benefit if you were in Hawaii then?
Well, no. Mm-hmm. There was some, it's only in the continental U.S. But the biggest thing about it was the simple fact that it kept from other people getting ahead. Okay? Getting so far ahead that...
Yeah, specifically it was, for the online
It was unfair. Here's the problem now. You're releasing a game that's technically... That you're saying technically 3 days early.
And now you're...
And you're getting people a three-day head start now.
Yeah.
Which in, like, Madden, NHL, MLB, or FIFA, that is a ridiculous amount of time to be online. Because then once you, if you're playing like games like Ultimate Team, that game mode, which works online, which a lot of people really go and do now, which is basically the competitiveness for multiplayer for sport games, you're giving these people extra chance to get better cards, better players, more time, and you're getting the people who are getting only the standard edition and are jumping in are just getting their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
Because they have no time. With FIFA, I'm already seeing this, which is kind of shitty. And I got the game, the three-day early mark, and there's people online with their Ultimate Teams that are just fucking ridiculous. Another reason why I also didn't buy the Icon Edition was because you were going to get 40 packs instead of 20. We got the 20-pack deal for every week you get a pack. But the big thing is that within, I think, what was it, an hour I was playing? Hour and a half I was playing? I already had my team up to a 93 and an 88.
Yeah, you climbed ridiculously fast.
So it's just like, I can only imagine like the people who are like...
Just coming in?
Yeah, are just getting...
Can only afford the standard edition or something? Like, yeah, just going, what the fuck?
So I think it's a really, really shit way of doing your games now. Especially, and EA is the biggest culprit in this.
Yeah, so...
With their sports
EA, but EA is not the only culprit. Forza 7 is you have three different editions. You have the standard edition, the silver edition, and you have the gold edition. The ultimate. The first two editions come out on the same day. If you want to get the game 3 days early, you have to pay $100. And that is the only version that allows you to get early access.
See, that's crap.
That's bullshit. You're asking people, do you want the regular edition, which you'll get like a few, you know, maybe like one car pack, a day one car pack, which is garbage. And then on the next edition, you'll get, you know, here's one or two things. So
I think it's just the fact that I get it. They're trying to make money. I get it. We all got it. We're not fucking stupid. But the fact that you're releasing, especially a game that is meant to be played competitively, that's a real big slap in the face for people who cannot afford it, just the standard edition. I mean, that's a really dick move.
Yeah, Forza's doing the same
thing.
That's
completely unfair to any other gamer that can. I mean, gamers are penny pinchers as they are, man. We can only afford what we can afford. It's really fucking shitty, you know, that... Yeah. I have to plan that out now.
It's complete garbage, and like I think that that is a really, really bad trend for video games to get into.
But it's also hypocritical, because you did rolling midnight thing was because of this situation.
You explain that. We get
right,
it.
Right, but no. But what I'm saying is it's really hypocritical, because you all, every game company has to agree on that. So the fact that you guys all agreed on, okay, we'll start doing rolling midnights, and we'll release our game at different times on that Tuesday... Yeah. Or Monday night, I guess. That's a real shit thing. So you agreed on this, but then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, fuck it. We'll just release the game 3 days early now? The fuck are you guys thinking? Like, yeah. I don't understand the mentality behind it. I feel like you're purposely trying to screw over a certain section of your gamers. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't even know. And do we really get Battlefront 3 days early? I didn't realize
that. Battlefront 1 was, or Battlefront 3, I believe is doing it. I believe Battlefront 1 gave it 2 days early? 1 day early?
I don't remember. Day. I thought it was... 2 was getting 3 days early, but like I said, I got it for the Steelbook or whatever cool thing the $80 version comes with. That's really the only reason I paid for it. Yeah, is it comes. It actually comes with something. Otherwise, I'd have gotten the standard edition. I'd have gotten it digital. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Well, oh no, I'm a sucker because I got Destiny for $100.
How's that?
Eh, it's not bad.
No, how are you a sucker for that though?
Oh, cause, I don't know. It's already starting to feel like the first one did.
Really?
Kind of. I
don't sit there and say, "Man, I hate this." or where's the story?
All right, that's true.
I mean, it's dramatically better than the first one. So
I'm just waiting for the first big patch to come along and for them to fuck something everything up. Hey, let's fuck with weapon balance.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel like Destiny 2's practically run its course of the fact that like we've played it a lot, we've had our good time. Call me when the next DLCs hit. But paying $100 and getting the next DLC packs, I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
I think definitely.
I didn't get early access.
Well, I think that's more why I feel like a sucker on this one. Is like it's been out for what, 2 weeks, and I feel like we've already done just about everything.
It's been a lot longer than that, I thought.
No, it's been three.
But hey, man, it lasted 3 weeks. I mean, I said it's going to last 2 weeks. We'll play it and move on.
I'm not saying it's not fun anymore.
It's not, you know. It's not something we bought knowing or we bought thinking, oh, it's gonna last us forever. I mean, it's not like, you know, my dad's group of friends who plays with
nothing but
fucking Destiny
every day. Yeah, and we also
then complain about the fact that they don't have anything else to do. It's like, I'm sorry, Destiny. Even Bungie has to know this. Like their game's not designed for that. It's not. Even now, it's not designed.
It's definitely,
to play every fucking day.
Destiny is definitely a game. It's kind of like FIFA and MLB for me. It's a game that I will stretch out for quite a while. You know, for my sport games, it's definitely until like the next iteration of the game. Star Wars Battlefront 2, it's going to be a game I'm going to have for quite a long time because I know I can just draw it out.
As long as they do better with their DLC packs than they did with
The fact that they're free is definite. I hope that trend stays. Free DLC and free season passes by EA. That, I hope, is a trend that they decide to stick with. But the three-day trend, that needs to stop.
They'll do it one time, and then they'll be like, oh, we didn't make as much money this time.
Right? And that's what I'm afraid of. I really am. That's what I'm really afraid of, is the fact
that I like the money more than letting the gamers be able to play with each other.
See, and that's the thing. And that's,
that's what that conversation will end
see,
up
See,
being.
That's the funniest yeah. thing about it. Sorry. That's the funniest thing about it all to me. EA's like the biggest hypocrite in all this. We want to keep it fair. That's why they made the DLC free. So everybody was still playing with each other.
If EA wanted to make it fair, they would have given me the second game.
Right? Especially after how much money dropped on the first one.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is, like, they keep saying we want to keep the gamers all on the same level. We want to keep the gamers all on the same playing field. But you're releasing it 3 days early. But yet you make the DLC free. And then what? You're gonna flip flop next time?
if they wanted to make it fair, they would have made right away. They would have said, okay, to make things fair, we're gonna refund everybody their money, or say we're gonna make the season pass free, and everyone who had bought it, we're gonna give you XP boost for like the next 2 months.
That'd be good.
Yeah. That would have been like, okay, you know, I'll stick with it.
Thank and you. I know everybody's bitching like, oh, they shouldn't do that. Actually, I feel like they should have, especially after the first Battlefront. And the only reason why I say this is for the simple fact that they came out and admitted they were wrong. It's one thing when we always speculate, okay, they're wrong, this is bullshit, you know, and every gamer, no, and you know what I'm saying, every gamer's like that.
It's the usual EA junk coming out on stage, we're going to be BP and tell everybody,
right.
We're sorry,
yeah.
We're going to continue
but
to
it's
do
the
same
but it's the same, but this time they actually came out and were like, okay, we fucked up, all right, well, if you're going to really admit it and be true to that, then pay us back. Well, like, a lot of the times when they...
We're getting way off track, by the way.
Sorry, I'm just...
And I get you're really passionate about it, but we've had this conversation before. The point is, the three-day thing needs to stop. It's a bad thing in gaming.
It's going to be a trend, though.
Continued on. I do see it continuing until somebody points out the fact that this is bullshit.
Isn't Call of Duty releasing 3 days early, too?
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, it's...
Everybody's releasing 3 days early. So then, the release day is this day.
Yeah. I don't think Shadow of War is early, is it?
No.
It's not an early release.
Warner Brothers,
Assassin's Creed.
Warner Brothers is still working on paying everybody back from
Mario.
Nintendo won't release anything early. If anything, they'll push everything back.
And then tell you not to show it online.
Don't get me wrong. They'll release a console too early, but...
No games.
No software.
That's funny you brought Nintendo into this. Did you hear Nintendo is now banning live streaming of their games?
Yes. Do you know why?
No.
Because Nintendo likes to own the property of everything they create. So, as far as they're concerned, anything you do on your Switch is their property. Yeah. You listeners, you ever want to have a good time? Go and look for any angry go and look for any Angry Joe reviews for a Nintendo game. Fucking hysterical, because he always has to start out with pointing out the fact of how much of a pain in the ass it is to do a review for anything for Nintendo. Yeah. Because the moment you put Nintendo in the name in your YouTube feed, it immediately gets blocked by Nintendo of Japan, not America. Japan. Nintendo of America actually is all for streamers. They have no problems with
that. That's free advertisement.
Exactly. That's the way they see it. They see it as, if you're giving us a review and you're
saying... You already bought the shit. You might as well show it off.
You're giving us free advertising.
I just saw it on today because it was on Philip DeFranco, so I was like... not Philip DeFranco.
Here's the thing. How much is this going to actually impact any of the streamers on YouTube?
Or Twitch?
None.
Yeah.
You know why? Because Nintendo, your games aren't worth streaming.
Yeah, they're not that good anymore, man.
I'm sorry.
They're gonna be Sega soon.
I feel. Only people were streaming.
They're done making systems. Okay, we're not getting it.
And that's exactly it. The only thing that people were streaming was Breath of the Wild. It's not. Yeah. It's not really worth streaming.
It's not the ARMS game. It's not Mario Kart. Yeah. It was just Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, and then once the only time they start streaming is Smash
Bros. Who's gonna be affected by it? Only Nintendo.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that was pretty much what I wanted to bring up was the three day
early access is bullshit.
Yep,
it is.
It's not early access. It's just the regular release date.
Yeah,
it's not, and that's exactly what I wanted to point out.
The 3 day punishment.
It's not really
law.
3 days. It feels like you.
Sorry, you're poor. You're 3 days later.
It's the equivalent of going onto a plane, standing in coach, and the lady who's in front of first class pulls the curtain and goes, "If you had worked harder, I wouldn't have to do this," and closes the curtain. So, like that's how it feels. I think that's not my joke, by the way. That's Jerry Seinfeld.
It's true, though. I think, that's just such a bad trend that it's for some reason catching on. And basically all you're doing is punishing the people who can't afford to. And it's funny, though, because if I couldn't get that, or if the DLC for that was shit and I wasn't going to pay for that, I would have gotten punished because I wouldn't have been buying their shitty DLC.
Now, on the other side is like, I'm curious what Miles, what you also think about this. On one side, I've heard people say, well, with Forza, it's $100 and you get essentially what is the season pass, the car pass. You get all these extra car packs and stuff with it.
VIP.
With it.
You get VIP, right?
Yeah. But that's their argument of you pay the $100 just for the cars. The 3 days early is just a bonus. How do you feel about that? Like, would you agree with that if a game were to say, oh well, because you bought all these extra stuff, we're going to give it to you 3 days early?
No, because
I mean, we kind of did that with Forza Horizon 3 minus the early access bit of it, and in all reality, to me, it was worth it just for the
Horizon 3 was definitely worth it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and honestly, the Forza Horizon 3, anyways, wasn't really a competitive game for me. Like, it was really just for us to all get on and fuck around.
Screw around.
Yeah. And try to win.
But that's like...
And break Anderson's records. And, but I understand that motorsport is more structured. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's more competitive.
It's more about the realism than the competitive nature.
But I mean, if it's anything like Forza Horizon 3 did with their matchmaking, remember you couldn't bring in a car that was above somebody else's. Once that class of car was picked, that's what you used, and it wouldn't matter if you had an S class, you weren't going to use that. You had to use whatever class they were using. So, I mean, there's checks and balances that they can use to kind of moderate any kind of advantage somebody would get for being on there 3 days early.
Yeah, my big gripe isn't so much the...
I don't see it as being a big deal for Forza.
My biggest problem isn't so much the 3 days advantage. It's mostly just the fact that they're pushing back actual release dates for this 3-day thing. And it doesn't feel like the 3-day thing is actually a perk. It doesn't feel like it's, oh, well, you know, this is, you know, you're paying more to get the game early.
So you're saying you're feeling like you're paying to get the game on release and then everybody else has got to wait 3 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how I felt about buying FIFA.
I mean, I was going to buy the Ronaldo edition or the Icon edition. I already knew I was going to do that. But I also play Ultimate Team and I wanted the pack.
Yeah, I don't really play Ultimate Team. I might so you would have gotten, it's been simplified a little bit.
Yeah, and so you would have gotten, so basically I would have gone 3 days without being
able to play. But I would have gone 3 days without being able to play.
Yeah. Which is...
Which would have been garbage because I would have had to wait till yesterday to play.
Yeah, the fact that you're they're
taking advantage of instant gratification is really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Right. Like, for me, though, like with the Ultimate Team, it's definitely worth the money. But the fact that not everybody plays it for that, I mean, you're literally incentivizing. Thank you. So it's just, I'm really scared of what other type of trend or where else this trend ends up leading.
Yeah, my biggest worry is that overall that this is going to start carrying over to other games and just, like, you know.
I'm really sure, though.
In the future, just for instance, like in the future, the next Halo. Like, don't get me wrong. I will pay out the ass for Halo. Everybody knows this in the group.
I don't know if I could see Microsoft really pulling.
He's using an example.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, Microsoft's willing to do it with Forza. They're willing to do it with Gears. Here's the regular edition, and it'll come out in 3 days after. What the fuck? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm curious. Like,
it's almost feels like a precursor of this is what we're going to be doing in order to justify increasing the cost of our games.
Right.
And then especially like with Battlefront 2 and the fact that the season pass is free. All right, well, you want the season pass for free. Well, if you really want all this other, you got to buy it 3 days early. And you have to buy this edition.
Well, I think...
I think that's where they're going to end up making up the cost for a lot of that.
Well, I know that's how Titanfall did it, was they said all your map packs are free. Here's cosmetic shit. Go buy that.
Right.
Which I'd rather have that, because I just...
Well, that's like...
Because it's also optional. Yeah,
not optional. It's optional, it's not required, you can actually just do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bought it, but I'm also... I want to support that development team.
Right.
Because I'd love to see Titanfall 3.
Respawn? Yeah, Respawn.
So...
Which I'm almost done with the campaign, by the way.
That's good, huh?
I just got past the part where the guy was stuck in the roof.
Well, like, the biggest... One of the best ways of doing it, honestly, is the guys who make Rocket League. The game was actually free for quite a while.
And it was free on PlayStation. It was free on PlayStation Plus.
But still, though, I got the game for free, and they didn't punish you later for it. Like, okay, if you want the rest of this.
Yeah, but again, it was on PlayStation Plus. It's always cost money before that.
Right.
The only reason it was free was because
But it still wasn't like, a lot, though, let us do it for free. I think it was, like, what, $25 the most I've ever seen it?
I don't know. I
think it was $25 the most. But their updates are free, and the only thing that if you want to spend money on is cosmetics or different types of cars. Other than that, it's free. So why can't we follow that model?
I don't know. I'd be careful what you ask for, because the next time you play Ultimate Team, you may be paying for players.
Technically, you already are, though.
Or uniforms.
No, you're paying in-game currency. What I'm talking about is actual money.
For your players. Oh, no, you can actually... Yeah, but you can also pay to get currency. No, but it's funny. But you can, like, MLB The Show, Madden... FIFA, NHL, you can actually pay real money to get the in-game currency, more in-game currency.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so technically you're kind of...
Yeah, but it's not required is what I'm pointing out.
Oh, you're thinking it's going to end up
being required. I'm saying actual paying money.
Like, that'd be scary.
You're going to have to go down, pay your fucking bookie.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but... No, I would definitely stop playing a lot of those sport games if they end up going that route.
Yeah, so
that's scary.
That's pretty much all I had to talk about this week. You guys have anything else want to bring up, or
Red Dead Redemption trailer?
Oh God, I forgot about that.
Oh, that's like a whole other podcast.
That's not a whole other podcast. No. I can sum this up really easy. Looks really good. There's a few parts. I went and rewatched it a little bit, Miles, and I agree with you. There are a few animations that seem a little stiff. And
yeah, it has that kind of GTA movement to it.
Yeah,
it's not super fluid at times.
Like frame rate?
A little bit blocky.
No, as in the people make almost like a robotic movement instead of a fluid movement.
Is John Horse? Is The son, not the...
It's not John Marston. It is a game that takes place before John Marston, but it follows a different different protagonist.
It follows a whole new character.
It follows a whole new character who's not likable at all. It's almost the equivalent of, like, they tried to take Russell Crowe's character from 310 to Yuma and then got it completely wrong and left him nothing but asshole with no redemption value.
So South Park...
It. I thought this was the gang
that at least what they were showing, Marston
was in... Before
yes, Red... but it's not Marston.
No. I know that. I'm just saying that, like, we're getting the story of the gang he was in.
Yeah, it's Arthur. What's his name?
Morgan.
This more or less is tying more into Red Dead Revolver.
The one that failed.
I think so. That's the vibe I got from this.
But Red Dead Revolver spawned Red Dead Redemption.
That game was fun.
Vaguely. What's funny is everybody's like, "Oh, Red Dead Revolver is actually a prequel." It's not. It's really not. You can look it up. It's there have been plenty of people who've documented it. It is. There's a small portion of Red Dead Redemption that mentions...
Marston, or what?
No, mentions a little bit from Red Dead Revolver, but Red Dead Revolver has nothing to do with Red Dead Redemption. So was that
its own story?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know if Red Dead Redemption 2, since it takes place before before Red Dead Redemption... I don't know if that is going to try to tie in Red Dead Revolver. If it did, it would make no sense because Red Dead Revolver at this point has been so gone and in the past.
That was a PlayStation no one's 2 gonna title, play it. Wasn't it?
It was an Xbox.
Yeah, that's gotta be I think it was a PS2 title. Yeah.
Oh, well, as long as, you know.
I don't know. I thought it was. I think it's just a little weird that you end it with Marston's kid. And then you said the first trailer showed something about Marston's kid, right?
No.
Or they were talking... Oh, I thought you said something like that.
No, but the fact that we had mentioned that it's possible that it could be about Marston's kid.
But the fact that it's not, and it's completely going left field on this one?
All I'm saying is I'm looking forward to using the dual mode to shoot people in the balls.
Multiple times.
Always.
Oh, yeah. No. We
always seeing the glass half full. I like it.
Of me shooting people in the dick in that game.
Always a glass half full kind
promises,
of
promises, promises. Yeah, so, Miles, what did you think? Did you think it was going to... Do you think it's going to be good?
I'm still looking forward to playing it. However, like I said, I'm not really looking forward to playing as this... I don't even know if you can really call him protagonist.
Yeah.
This character... You know, because he seems like the guy that goes home and beats his wife and steps on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, all right, I don't want to play a complete fucking dickhead.
So it's Trevor.
That's the thing, though. Like you say, it's like Trevor, but no, a lot of people have said that, but it's nothing like Trevor. Trevor had a comedic aspect to it, and he was really just kind of like, right, well, if you want to go,
rocker.
Yeah, if you want to just go. Fucking screw around and kill things.
Well, no, and Trevor. And that was the best thing about Grand Theft Auto was that each character played to each everybody's different game types of how you play.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto. I mean, you couldn't have made it any.
But it was
more
an
obvious.
Intriguing story and had redeeming characters.
Right.
This one feels like
I'm more curious if that's like how they do with a lot of their how Grand Theft Auto does it with theirs, with their storyline where it at points it. Will intersect with the other stories and the other games.
And that's what I'm saying, too. I feel like this is a little early. Yeah, the character seems like an asshole, but...
What are we... Yeah, I mean, those games are, what, 30-hour-long games if you really push it?
Well, for you, it's been, like, 2 years, but...
No, four. Longer. I enjoyed it.
Since Loach got to... Well, don't get me wrong. Loach got to Mexico and thought that was where the party began and just stopped.
I agree. I have to agree.
I went to the border. This is where the end of the game is, right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No one can make me go back.
Yeah. I can only just do so much gardening.
I escaped the federales. Fuck my family. I'm out.
Yeah, right? But, no, I can see it going that route, though. Kind of like how the way Grand Theft Auto does it, where, sure, it's different characters, different storyline, different area, but somehow they interact with Grand Theft Auto 4 and 3 and, you know, all that. So, I can see definitely happening.
Anyone else got anything to add? Nothing?
Yeah. I'm ready to go home. Let's get the fuck out.
Nobody? No, not nothing?
No, not none.
Well, listeners, thank you for listening to us. We really do appreciate it. Please go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. Please go on YouTube and subscribe to us on YouTube. This is Vargo.
This is Josiah.
Miles.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
And that was delay. We're out.
Yeah.